Let's talk about something else that's happening across our city that's growing and is a way to help others. It's just a really cool idea, and it's one of these grassroots ideas that just came to fruition and started working and has really been successful. And when you think about it, it's like a, why didn't I think about that? That's a great way to help. It's called the Love Fridge, lovefridge.com. And Ash Godfrey is a team organizer there over the Love Fridge. Thanks for joining us, Ash. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. You know, I saw this, and some friends actually, the same weekend I saw it this weekend, and some friends forwarded it to me, and I just thought, wow, what a brilliant idea. Tell us what you do at the Love Fridge.
Yeah, so we are a collective of neighbors and members of the community that practice mutual aid that's grounded in food. We have a common belief that being able to feed yourself is not a privilege, but a right, and you know, food security has, insecurity has always been an issue, but I think it's been exacerbated by the pandemic. It's at an all-time high. So we're trying to keep our communities fed right now with these refrigerators we place at host sites throughout the city that are, you basically take what you need, leave what you can, is the idea.
So if you're driving around and you see a fridge just kind of sticking out there in a parking lot or attached to a building or something, and some of them have signs on them or art or that kind of thing, and you have like what, a local person decides to step up and say, I'll kind of coordinate the fridge and just keep track of things. I guess there has to be a business that supplies some electricity or something, and then folks can generate food.
Exactly. Yeah, so the idea is our collective will or had been reaching out to host sites. So we literally have reached out to restaurants, bookstores, any businesses that have an outlet outside that we could plug into. And basically someone just has to say yes. You can use electricity. We've offered to pay for the electricity bill, which we've estimated to be about $150 a year, but so far, no one has taken us up on that. But basically, we get these fridges donated by members of the community. We plug them in at these host sites and get them painted by local artists because we do deserve people. We do believe people in the community deserve something beautiful. So the fridges are plugged in. They work. And anyone driving by or walking by can pop in food, and anyone can take things out. It's pretty simple.
So, Ash, if I'm going to the grocery store, I can pick up things and just literally go and open the fridge and put them in there for other folks to take. Is there certain things that you're looking for in particular? Anything that's most helpful if people want to try to help?
Yeah, I think now that winter's approaching, we are building shelters with shelving around our fridges. So any pantry staples and dry goods are great. Canned goods. We're also looking for fresh produce, you know, things that people aren't able to readily get in these neighborhoods experiencing food apartheid. So fresh vegetables, fresh fruit. We're also looking for grab-and-go snacks for our houseless friends on the street, people that don't have access to a kitchen, might not be able to prepare some food. So things like granola bars, apples, oranges, bananas, but also like staples like milk, eggs. You know, the beauty of having these fridges is we can have refrigerated items. So eggs, milk, cheese, anything.
How did this, it's just a good idea. What a great idea. How did this whole thing start, Ash? Did it start in Chicago? Is this something that's going on in other cities?
This is definitely something that started in New York and L.A. first. It definitely was, I think, pandemic-related. People realized that, community members were out of work, and they just couldn't feed themselves the way that they wanted to. So these fridges started popping up in New York and L.A. Our Instagram founder, Ramon Norwood, had just recently moved to New York, specifically Brooklyn, and seen some of these fridges popping up, and they were really successful. He knew he was coming back here for an extended period of time and thought, you know, we experienced the same issues. We're a major city. We should have the same program. So he started an Instagram. It was simply one slide saying, you know, this is a work in progress. Reach out if you're interested in helping. And slowly, a core group of us trickled in and made it happen here. Luckily, these community fridge programs all across the country share information and ideas readily. Like, we are a mutual aid that practices mutual aid, which is really, really nice. So we've been in contact with fridge groups in Canada, in LA, New York, Austin, Texas, you know, and just sharing what's working and what's not. And yeah, we just needed one host and one fridge, and we got that. And slowly now we have 11, which is amazing. And we're trying to put these into a scattered grid across the city so that, you know, no one has to travel too far to access these refrigerators.
So you do plan to grow, right? And are you, that's the plan. And are you taking only food donations at this time? Is there anything else we should know about?
Yeah, we plan on growing. At some point for the season, we will stop just to make sure that winter doesn't totally destroy us. We are very nervous about the weather. You know, New York and LA do not have the winter Chicago has. Right. So getting shelters up and establishing the fridges that we do have is important. We want this to be sustainable. This is not a fad. We want this to last as long as possible. So we do plan on growing. We just had a donation of 15 fridges,
wow,
from a, kitchen organization. So we'll try to place some of those before winter. We do accept monetary donations, via Venmo and Cash App. You can visit our Instagram, The Love Fridge Chicago, to find out more about how you can do that. But we do prefer that people, instead of giving us money, spend the money, buy groceries, and go place those groceries in a refrigerator.
All right, Ash, can you hang on just a second? We have a listener has maybe a question for you. Let's go to the phones. And Mary, go ahead. You're on WGN.
Yeah, hi. I want to start off by saying I love the enthusiasm with the program. Everybody helping is great. But to me, I'm listening to this thinking like they're trying to reinvent the wheel. There's already a system for helping people get food. It's called food pantries. And I'm trying to figure out why their program, why did they put that on top of food pantries? Is it serving a different population? Or why not just support the established food pantries that already exist?
Thank you, Mary, for the question. Let's hang on here and hear the answer. Go ahead, Ash. I mean, you obviously know there are food pantries, and we've seen the lines outside food pantries. There's obviously a need. How does this does this add to that equation?
Yeah, I think I think it's adding on to the availability. These lines on for food pantries can be hours and hours long. And again, there's several mutual aid groups in Chicago that are handing out food right now. But it's still, unfortunately, I think we're a little naive, and me as well, before I started this program, there are a lot more people in need than we realize for these programs. And also, I think it's a dignity thing. You know, some people don't want to go stand in line, you know, in public and wait for food. And it's easier to, you know, stop by a fridge quietly and take what you need.
Yeah, I could see that. Some people might be more comfortable with that option.
Yeah.
It's called The Love Fridge, thelovefridge.com, and it's started here in Chicago not all that long ago. It sounds like you're expanding, and if people want to help out, that's where they go. Ash, thank you for the time this afternoon, and keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. That's